Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many Christians do not have a biblical prophetic worldview. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to this broadcast table to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
How knowledgeable do you think the average believer is about what the Bible has to say about the things we've been discussing?
Well, as I travel around the world, I find that Bible prophecy isn't taught very much and that really don't understand even the most rudimentary aspects of biblical scenario. You and I and other Bible teachers who take this seriously have a big task before us, but I think each believer needs to come up to speed on these things.
You know, David, it seems that a lot of people aren't that interested in Bible prophecy, and not many pastors teach about it anymore. Do you think it's possible for someone to have a fully biblical worldview without this knowledge?
I really don't. The Word of God is made up of prophecy, a huge percentage of it. And so we have to understand fulfilled prophecy, so we have to take equally seriously a future yet unfulfilled prophecy as we think about living our lives from day to day, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, preparing them to be ready for the rapture of the church, and as well as having the great hope that we will be with our Lord forever and spared these judgments, and then we will return with Him and join Him in the millennial kingdom, being alongside Him as heirs and joint heirs. It has a tremendous effect on what we believe and how we live.
David, let's be real practical as we conclude our conversation. What are a few suggestions that you would give about how to have a more biblical worldview, including a good understanding of the times in which we are living?
One of the things is to develop a biblical method of interpretation where you take the Bible literally. And there's books out there on proper Bible study methods, and people read the Bible, but not a lot of people study it. And then I would suggest to listen to you as you bring a biblical perspective to the current event in light of biblical prophecy. I think it's a great service that you're offering.
David James with information on how to have a biblical prophetic worldview. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I want to thank David James for encouraging you to listen to Prophecy Today daily in order to see how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let me remind you that each of us need to, first of all, read our Bibles and the prophetic passages in order to understand the end-time scenario that is found in God's Word. And then we must allow that study to shape our worldview. This will help us to understand the times in which we are living, and that better understanding of Bible prophecy will reveal the urgency of the time. Jesus is coming, and it could be soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...